Good afternoon. At the tone, time will be real time.
It's HPR One, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, offering up a big old mahalo to you for your support. HawaiiPublicRadio.org if you're needing to hook us up. And let me hook you up with a fun interview memory. This is a cat we've had on many a time. Back in 2019, this was the time TV icon comedian Bill Maher was on.
It's Bill Maher. Hey, brother.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, it's crummy here. I can't wait to get to Hawaii.
Yeah?
We've had a rainy winter, which is good, you know. I mean, gee whiz. My first year living in L.A. in the 80s, it rained like every day for a month. I thought, what did I move here for? That's what we need, so I'm not complaining. But yes, it's been a lot of rain, a lot of gray.
Well, we're stoked to be having you back, and like
oh,
you said.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you.
I bet you really have come to, on that note, I bet each year now you really look forward to it. You're like, I can't wait to just get there.
I hope there are people who look forward half as much as I do, but yes, I do. I mean, it's not just because of the fellowship of comedians who I bring and friends and so forth, but... Right. You know, the great atmosphere there that you don't really get on the mainland, you know, especially I spent a lot of time, of course, in L.A. and New York and Washington, the chattering classes. And
you can feel it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you can just feel a little decompressing.
Yeah, no doubt. And no question about it.
You know, these days it's impossible to get away from the world. Anywhere.
You know what I was looking at on your, I always try to keep up with your, right before we talk, I take a look at your social media just in case there's something going on. What's the, and forgive me if I don't understand it, what's the sorry not sorry banner on your social media?
Well, that is a great question. I just think it, first of all, we've been on the air a long time, so you're working only with the phrases you haven't worked with yet. And you sort of run out. But I liked it. I feel like it says something about being unapologetically telling it truthfully. It's sort of always been my bond with the audience, is that I'm the guy who doesn't pull a punch. One year the banner was, he's not in it for the likes, which I thought was great. And that's really what I think we're selling, is we'll make you laugh. And we'll make you think, and we're not going to apologize for keeping it real.
You punch buttons, you get people thinking and talking and kind of raising their blood pressure,
yeah,
so to speak.
So much conformity. I think there's a need for that.
You filming in L.A.? Is that where it gets filmed?
Yep. Been doing that. I've had the same office through three networks and two shows.
It's incredible how long.
I started at that office in the mid-90s when I was still on Politically Incorrect on Comedy Central, and then we moved that show to ABC for 6 years, and then same lot, same office, same number for Real Time starting in 2003.
Oh, that's crazy. I still remember all those different cats you'd have. I remember one time you had Dave Windor from Monster Magnet on there. I mean, you really you had the gambit of kind of dudes who were on there.
Oh, sure. We had 20 seats to fill a week.
Right.
You know, so we have 5 shows times 4 guests. That's a lot of bodies, a lot of warm bodies you had to get in there.
Exactly.
I mean, there were nights when Paulie Shore was the smartest guy on the panel.
With Bill Maher saying thank you, big mahalos for supporting HPR. I'm Dave Lawrence.